Now, from John Barleycorn on North Clark Street, it's the Red Line Rivalry. The Sox and the Cubs. Presented by Wintrust and sponsored by Arkadek. Here's Ro Khan and Anna DeVlantis on 720 WGN.
You are right about that, Mr. Duffy.
Woo! All right. Ready for this day.
Live from John Barleycorn's, I am wearing, as I said, you know, as I promised, and you can see now I'm wearing nothing but tweed, and I've got my jaunty riding cap, as I used to wear in the 1980s when I first started coming to John Barleycorn.
Right, your smoking pipe.
Yes, and I'm going to be pulling off of a beautiful draft of something very foreign and very dark. Like my soul is how I'm going to be doing it. So it is. I got to just tell you, when they opened up the John Barleycorn here near Wrigley, it changed the entire thing.
Somehow the outfit doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, it just doesn't. I'm in the wrong.
It's kind of sporty in here. Yeah. There's not a lot of tweed. I'm not seeing much, at least.
So it's very, very exciting stuff. All right, coming up on the program, listen, Mr. Richard Roper is just joining us.
Hello.
Stepping up here. Mr. John Vincent, the great songster
right
of Chicago. You see him at many sporting events, doing many different things. And, of course, he's his residence at Ditka's restaurant in Chicago. Mike Ditka's buddy and a guy who, he sings Sinatra about as good as Sinatra did.
Yeah.
And I can say that, but he can't say that.
His championship ring is kind of blinding right now as you sit in front of us there.
Right.
It's very cool.
Apparently, he was also on the Chicago Cubs in 2016.
Fantastic.
I was not aware of it.
Huh.
But,
how about that?
Apparently, I don't know, backup catcher. I don't know quite what he was, but he was something.
John's a great guy, and in addition to his amazing singing talents, he does a lot of wonderful anti-bullying work with the youth
good
of the
hear.
Greater Chicago area. There's some really, really great stuff in that area as well.
And he's a large man who doesn't put up with a lot of crap, which I really like. So he's going to, and I always stand behind him when stuff gets deep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's a bar fight here between Cubs and Sox fans. All of us run behind John.
Right. And I've been in deep situations with him. I noticed I almost said something.
That was a nightclub back in the day. Yeah. Deep situations. Yeah. It was above outtakes, I believe.
I've hidden behind him a number of times.
Okay.
All right. So, also, Rick Tellender is going to be here.
Love
Chuck Garfine, of course, is going to be here. Lucas Giolito
is
going to join us.
Fantastic.
Could be your American League All-Star
Should
starter.
Should be. Should
he's
be.
Been playing this year.
We actually could have these two gentlemen could actually be the battery of the All-Star game. James McCann is joining us right now. The second in the ballot right now on the American League for catcher all-star, and James, congratulations on this. That's really great.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's you're having a great season, and I'm telling you, we've been out there a million times. When you come up to bat, man, there's great hope when you when you're standing in the batter's box, and it is this is a fun team, is it not? I mean, this is as our Lauren Lapka said, you are now appointment television and appointment, you know, getting to the stadium because you never know what's going to happen.
That's it's very true. It's a lot of fun. The group of guys over here from the South Side are a lot of fun to play with, but also to watch play. You know, as a teammate watching, you know, guys go out there and compete. It's a fun group of guys to be around.
So you've already started some clubhouse and some dugout rituals. There appears to be some troublemakers in the dugout. And there are some people, James, I've noticed, who are not keeping their hands to themselves. Have you noticed that?
There's a few guys here and there, but it's all sorts of fun. Guys have a blast with each other. And honestly, it's some of the most fun I've ever had playing baseball with the guys that, just fun-loving nature and guys supporting each other and rooting for each other. It's a very good, very good culture that's being created over here.
And, James, the White Sox system is just loaded with talent. And another one of their top prospects getting the call-up today and Zach Collins, catcher Zach Collins. And we haven't seen the lineup today, but what do you – from you being the veteran, you've caught guys like Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander. What do you know about Zach? What should Sox fans know about him? And what are you going to try to teach him as he gets acclimated in the bigs?
Well, I was lucky enough to work with him pretty much every day during spring training. So he knows how I operate. I know how he operates. And we actually were able to develop a little bit of a relationship doing, you know, as catchers, you know, kind of pushing each other during spring training. So I'm excited for him. You know, he's worked extremely hard to get here. And, you know, I just hope to be that veteran for him that helps him get acclimated as quickly as possible. In regards to, you know, what he's going to have to do, it's as a young catcher, there's a lot that goes on your plate. You know, obviously you have to perform on the field, but there's a lot of stuff away from the field that you have to get under control. And that's a lot of studying, of opposing lineups, of opposing hitters. Game planning, knowing the ins and outs of every hitter that you're about to face, as well as knowing the strengths and weaknesses of the pitchers that you're catching. So there's just a lot of mental preparation that goes into being a catcher that's different than say a young outfielder or a young shortstop. You know, that's something that he's gonna, you know, have to really focus on as, you know, as he grows as a major leaguer.
This crosstown rivalry is such a special thing for sports fans in this town. I mean, it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. You can always feel the energy when it's going on in Chicago, and yet there's a lot of smack talking that goes along with that. I mean, let's be honest. Are you guys ready to go into Wrigley? Have you heard any smack talking around you know, the players and the fans? Are you hearing it? You guys ready?
Yeah, you know, this will be my first Sox-Cubs rivalry game. I've played in Wrigley before. As an opponent with Detroit, but you know, from what I understand, there's nothing like the Sox and Cubs rivalry, and I'm looking forward to it. I know that you know, every guy on our team is. I know that the guys over there on the north side are looking forward to it. But at the same time, you know, it's just one of 162 games. So if you get caught up in the rivalry and caught up in too much, you know, you almost make the game bigger than what it is. So I think that's something that we need to focus on is just another day. While it is our rivals, it's you know, we can't let the game get bigger than what it actually is.
Well, James, we look forward to one of those Cubs fans in left field throwing back the home run after you smack it out there. That'll be fun.
That'll happen.
Hey, can we talk about Lucas Giolito for a second, because you're gonna be catching him tomorrow, I'm assuming, and you may be catching him in the All-Star game. What is it about this year with Lucas Giolito that has come together for him, and what is it about the relationship that the two of you are having?
Well, the first thing that I've given him credit for all year long is the mechanical adjustments that he made, the physical changes that he went into the off season knew he needed to make, and he perfected them. You know, honestly, with the shortening of his arm action and everything that went into that. And then obviously his repertoire of pitches is he's got 4+ pitches. So you got to give him credit for all of that. But the big thing for me in watching him grow is just his mental side of the game. Watching him, go from a guy that I faced as an opponent last year and knowing that he was struggling and seeing the struggle, seeing his body language, seeing what he was going through to watching him prepare during spring training. And being able to work alongside of him and help him, you know, turn the page into what he's become this year. His mental approach is off the charts. His confidence level, his routine in between starts, his routine on start day. That to me is what has been so impressive, is he hasn't wavered one bit from that routine that he's created for himself, and it's allowed him to continue to gain confidence and ultimately have success.
Hey, James, there was some breaking news today in terms of the protective netting at Guaranteed Rate Fields. There's obviously been some major incidents over the past couple of years, and a lot of people have been calling for it, including players. Your thoughts on the White Sox being the first team to extend the netting all the way down to the foul pole line, or to the foul pole?
Well, you just broke that news to me. I hadn't heard of that yet, but I'm all for it. I understand the argument of, you know, it takes away from fan and player interaction. I understand all of that, but safety is more important to me. You know, I have a family. I have two young boys and a wife, and I've told them before I never want them, you know, sitting anywhere without a net protecting them. You know, spring training games, their nets don't always protect, and I tell my wife, you know, y'all don't need to sit further down because, you know, it's not, you know, people don't sit there and focus on the game 100% of the time. There's different things that take their attention away, whether it's a cell phone or a child or, you know, even just looking at the Jumbotron. And all it takes is that split second, of not paying attention. And we as trained professionals and trained athletes, there's times where we don't react quick enough. You know, in the dugout, it's scary at times. So for a fan that may not be paying 100% attention, the net, in my opinion, is a must-have.
Hey, James, you mentioned the boys, the Twins. I noticed they've got some pretty good form at the plate with the wiffle ball already. Do you think you got two baseball players in your hands? And are you going to talk them out of catching? You know, do they know how hard that is? Or how about a little DH form or something like that, right?
You know, I'm just happy that they've taken a liking to baseball. You know, they see it on TV and they think Dada's playing regardless. Even if I'm in the room, they think Dada's on TV playing. So just the love that they've already started to show for the game, and you know, their favorite toys are bats and balls, and but at the end of the day,
you know, really, James, hold on, I got to stop you right there. Is that an accident, really? Because that's what's available to them. You know, you didn't give them golf clubs.
You deprived them of other toys. I'm sure.
It is definitely available, but there's also, you know, trucks and cars and different things sitting there. Mm-hmm. They constantly choose the bats and balls.
There you go.
You know, if that's what they want to do, I'll be right there alongside them, but I definitely won't be the dad that forces them into something they don't want to do.
Awesome. Yeah, James, thank you so much, and thanks for everything you've done for the White Sox this year. It's been so much fun to watch you and to watch the this team developing, and obviously with veteran leadership like yourself, it makes all the difference in the world for this cast of very talented, very young players who are coming up and can use some major league guidance along the way.
Yeah.
And then also that look. I've seen him give that look from time to time in the dugout when somebody's trying to give him a wet willy.
That look.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't do that. James McCann, thank you very much, and good luck on the All-Star ballot.
All right, thank you very much, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you. James McCann,
we
believe will be the All-Star catcher for the Chicago White Sox.
Should be.
Second
be
in awesome. Voting. The primary voting runs till 3 o'clock Friday, so Sox fans, get out and vote. MLB.com.
Chicago, come on. You can actually vote.
All right, here you go.